A local Catholic priest recently released his second polka album. Father Arnold Carey sits down with SDPB's China Lockett to talk about his accordion and perform original songs.
Father Arnold Carey waits near the front door of a small house behind a Catholic church in Rapid City. Inside, he points out an open room where a black electric accordion sits near an electric amp and microphone stand. This is the studio where he plays polka music. Carey released his first album, Father Carey's Favorites, last year.
My mother hounded me for the last 5 years. She said, for no other reason, for posterity's sake, she said, I'd like you to make a recording. And she said, I'll even pay for it if that's what it takes. And the illness that I was struggling with, or am struggling with, the first year I had good friends that were in the entertainment business who used a sound studio in Fargo, North Dakota. And so they set me all up to do this recording. The first year, 3 years ago, I didn't feel well enough to go and do it, so we canceled it. Well, my mother was insistent. She said, you know, you got to do this. You got to do this. And so 2015, in the fall of the year, I wasn't able to drive, so my sister drove me to Fargo, North Dakota. And most bands or people, they take their time in putting one of these CDs out, but I had no aspirations or expectations that it would sell or that there would be any volume of copies going out. But we went ahead and in 2 days we time crunched it. I'd start recording at 1 in the afternoon and at 5 we'd quit and that'd be it.
There are 14 songs on Carey's first album. He says the playlist is a combination of dance songs his mother chose, a song his neighbor used to play at polka shows, and songs he wrote himself.
In fact, I have one that's called Alice's Waltz. My sister passed away in 2013, and she loved to waltz. So did my dad.
Carey takes a seat on his stool and picks up the accordion.
And so I'll play that for you.
He says he recorded his second album, Father Carey's Old Time Classics, in 2 days. It was released in late 2016. Carey says he has been playing the accordion since second grade.
Our cousins loaned me a little 12 bass accordion, and the school teacher, we were all in a one-room schoolhouse, Brushy was the name of the school, and she taught accordion. So I did take lessons for about 2 years, but I began to pick it up by ear, and I didn't want to practice the notes. And so at that point, I start playing along with some of the old-time music that I had heard since I was a child.
Carey says polka music is dance music. He says his family started taking him to performances as soon as he learned to walk.
We all went to the dance, and if you didn't dance, you slid on the floor and slept on the bench. But that was always a family event. We'd gather and go on Saturday nights. We'd find the local dance within a 30-mile radius. So I kind of grew up with it, and so the songs were familiar to me. So that's how it all began, I guess.
Carey played an example.
This is the first song on that second CD that was put out called Let's Have a Party. And it's not new by any means. It was written by Jessica McRobinson in 1957 and sung by Wanda Jackson.
Mm-hmm. sparrows, spread out good cheer. We'll play a polka for everybody here.
Was part of a polka band in high school that he says used to travel and get paid to perform. Later, he joined another band with the Hazuka family. He says he turned them down the first time they asked him to perform together in his parish.
The second time, they played about a month later in my hall, and they said, "We heard you played an accordion. You have no excuse. We brought an accordion along." And I sat down with them and played a set, and it was like we had played together for, like I'd been part of the band all along. Consequently, we started playing, and they kept inviting me to come meet with them at wherever they were playing in the local area, and that lasted about 23 years.
Recently, Carey has been the opener for 6 bands and nearly 1,000 polka fans in Las Vegas at the Southwest Polka Party.
So I play about an hour and a half each day before the first band begins, and they've moved me from the hallway of registrations into a ballroom because people danced and got in trouble dancing in the hallway of the hotel because of their insurance liability. So they moved me into a hall to a stage, and so for the last 3 years I've played on stage and opened for these different polka bands.
Carey says he doesn't plan on releasing any more albums. For now, he just enjoys making music. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm China Lockett in Rapid City.